The KTOE Morning Blend from River's Edge Hospital Studio on AM 1420 KTOE.
Good morning, 927. Why, we're behind schedule a little bit today. You thought you were running behind, Jennifer. We're the ones who are behind over here. Jake, Sully, Terry T, and Jennifer from Freedom Home Care. How are you today?
Great.
Outstanding.
How are you guys?
We're real good. It's good to see you. I got to be honest, I didn't watch any football this last weekend. I didn't even watch one play of the purple, but I heard the Bears got beat up pretty good, too.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I watched a little bit of the Bears and then maybe the first quarter of the Vikings.
Yeah.
That was enough to know where the game was going. Let's put it that way.
Yes. It was sad because I was watching reruns of another show on, like, Amazon or something on Monday night, just kind of chilling, and then I went, oh, hey, Monday Night Football. And instead of flipping the channel to Monday Night Football, I pulled out my phone. I looked at my fantasy scores, and I saw, because I had two Philadelphia Eagles on one of my teams, and I saw how many points they were scoring. I went, yeah, no need to turn that game on right now. Just say I won my fantasy game by a landslide. So it was Jalen Hurts. Oof, great for fantasy numbers, not good for Vikings fans for sure at all. But enough about that. How have you been? You said you were good. You're back now. You're working.
Back,
no more vacations
working.
Planned.
No, but not for a while.
All right. Well, all right. You're entitled to go on vacation.
Maybe until January. Maybe we'll see.
don't let us bully you into doing something like that. That is a good point. Is that something? And I'm shooting from the hip here, so you can give me that look and be like, no, Jake, stop. I'm gonna go on vacation. I'm kind of the caregiver for grandma, or you know, my mom or whatever. And but we're gonna take the kids. We're gonna go to the mouse house and do Florida for a couple, you know, for a week and a half. Is that something I can call you guys and go, hey, is that something that's possible? Or I guess I just thought of it literally while we were sitting here.
Yeah, so. You know, that's a great question. Typically, what we like to do is more of the consistent, you know.
Sure.
That is something that, you know, it could be a possibility where we come in, we assist with that time, and then realize, hey, this is something we need help with on a consistent basis, not just for this week while we're gone, but continually moving forward. You know, that care that you don't realize how much you do until you have somebody else help do it, and then you realize, wow, mom needs more help than we can provide.
Now, I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound terrible, and people are going to think it's a typical Jake, but I promise I'm not trying to sound terrible here. But to me, I'm wondering if you have that parent or that caregiving child that doesn't, like, I can do it. I'm the martyr. I can do anything. I do everything, and no one's going to get in my way because I'm too overworked to let them. Well, this sounds to me like this could be a really nice setup. Hey,
yes.
Grandma, listen, we're going to be gone. We just want to make sure there's somebody here that can keep an eye on you, and you could be a nice lead-in. I don't want to say trick or bamboozle somebody, but that's a nice lead-in. It's like, now it's a necessity because we're not going to be here to take care of you for a couple weeks.
Right.
By the time you come back, that relationship is established, and it's easier to say, we're gonna keep doing this now.
Yeah, you're right. There's usually that one family member, maybe the daughter that lives the closest or the son that happens to live in town a few blocks away, that they're the ones that, well, they're close. You know, my sister lives close, so I'll just let her take care of them. And then, you know, it becomes that daughter becomes burned out. She's, you know, she's probably taking care of her own kids, and then she's also helping take care of mom and dad. And then that burnout comes that I can't do it all. Somebody's going to be missing something. You're going to miss your kids' games, or you're going to be, you know, your parents aren't going to tell you everything that's happening because they feel bad for you. Mom fell. Shh, don't say anything. And now you've got this big scar or, you know, skin tear or something.
Right.
And so that's where we can come in. So that way you're spending quality time with your parents. It's not, you know, being their caregiver, doing their dishes, their laundry, helping with the shower. It's quality. You get to spend that quality time and let us do all those other cares around the home. And then you don't feel guilty for not spending that time with your kids. You know that, hey, mom is being taken care of. So when I go see mom, it's visiting mom. It's not caring for mom.
And that also brings up, like, a really good point. You don't want it to cause a family, you know, a rift or anything. You don't want it to be like, well, you said you could and blah, blah, blah. And that's like, come on now. You have bigger things to think about. You have more important situations going on that need to be handled. And it's also okay to ask for help. Not just you as potentially the caregiver, whether it be the daughter, the son, or the, you know, the sister, whatever. But it's also okay to ask for help as the person, you know, hey, you know what? Maybe it is time we talk about this. And the conversation's always the hardest to start.
Yes.
You know, it's always so difficult to start, whether it be, you know, that's what's going to have to happen, or maybe you're thinking this could help in so many levels. It's always difficult to start.
It is. And, you know, it is that asking for help. Sometimes I have families that come and say, I feel guilty, I feel really guilty asking for this. But, you know, there is no guilt. It's, you know, we're professionals, we're trained staff that can come in and assist. And yeah, that first step of asking for help is still helping your parents. Well, it is still helping your family.
You've got the guilt going there, but you've also got the fear factor, the fear factor of not just the person that would be getting the help from you guys, but the other family members that are scared of how it'll turn out. And that's where meeting you and then having a meeting at the house, now it's not just an unknown entity, an unknown person. You've got a face, you've got a name. You're communicating back and forth, and all of a sudden you find out what I'm scared of, it really isn't that bad after all.
You know, and just before we got on, I was talking about my grandparents. You know, they lived at home until they were 89, 81, and we didn't realize that they were not showering. They didn't tell us that they weren't feeling comfortable in the shower. They told somebody that we hired to come in and do housekeeping. That's who they told. They didn't tell us that they were just doing a sponge bath. They told that other person because they were ashamed and they didn't want to tell family. And so when I meet with families, a lot of times I will try to talk to that client one-on-one without the family present, asking them, what concerns do you have that you haven't expressed to your daughter or son? And then there's those things that come up because they don't want to be, as they put it, placed in a home. You know, the places are really great, but they want to stay in their house, their home where they have memories. And so they're afraid if they tell their kids that, that they're going to say, Mom, it's time to move. And so by them coming to me and telling me their fears and their concerns, now they feel comfortable because they know I'm there to help keep them at home.
And the first step is to reach out and talk, have it, like you said, have that conversation. How do people get in touch with you?
Our phone number is 507-387-4663. And then you can also find us on the website at freedomhomecarellc.com.
And don't worry, not everyone at Freedom are Bears fans, just Jennifer. So if you bleed purple, don't let that stop you by any means. Hey, it's always a pleasure to see you.
You
take
too,
care.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks.